Well, with everything going on, it's nice to know that we can still have fun. You just got to look a little bit harder for it. Annie F. Downs has written a book called That Sounds Fun, Joys of Being an Amateur, Falling in Love, and Why You Need a Hobby. Annie Downs, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thanks so much for having me. I'm ready to talk about fun.
Are you? Okay, you sound like a fun person.
Yes, I mean, I try to be, so I'm ready to chat about it.
Okay. So why the title of the book? I mean, was it 2020 that did it to you?
You know, it's 2020 helped for sure. 2020 certainly gave me more fuel in the engine of what I already believed, that we need to prioritize and find fun in the life that we already have. I mean, my podcast is also called That Sounds Fun, and we're over 400 episodes in, and every episode I ask people what sounds fun to them, and you would be shocked at the variety of answers. And as that was happening, I thought, there is more here. And so I wanted to write about it and research about it and think more deeply about it, and that's where the book came from.
Annie, are we not seeing all the opportunities to have fun that are just right there all around us?
Well, I think what we've done is we've kind of misaligned and misinterpreted what fun is, and we've made it big and expensive and take multiple days. And I think what we've missed out on is there's this really beautiful everyday kind of fun that we are missing out on if we don't look at the lives we already have.
You talk about we need to have a hobby. I'm not sure if I have a hobby. I have things that I dabble in, but is a hobby something that we should? Is it like something that takes your focus? How do you know if you have one or if you're just not messing around with one thing after another that grabs your attention?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I think it's okay if you're messing around and multiple things are helping you to get away from your phone and get away from work and. But really, a hobby is actually something that you make or you grow or something you improve in, something that you put time into, but it's not something you have to be a professional at, right? So many of us made bread and baked bread over the last year. And the way we know it's still a hobby is it still fun for you to do? Are you enjoying giving it away? Or have you decided that you need to open your own little shop down the street and make bread for everyone? If you're moving it to where it's professional, you are losing the hobby of it.
Okay. Do you think God has made us with this? Because this doesn't sound like it should be a problem. I mean, if we believe that God created us and put these desires in us, it sometimes seems like this is a difficult thing to do, just to get people just to, hey, you know, snap your fingers in front of their face and go, hey, let's have some fun here.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I like to encourage people when this is the conversation that needs to be had, no one likes being told what to do. You know, like I had a mom ask me a couple of days ago, how do I, what's the word she used? Something like, how do I make my kids have more fun? Or how do I convince them to have more fun? And I said, what did you want your parents to convince you to do? Nothing. Teenagers don't want to hear that, right? But what they do want to do is be invited. So what does it look like for us to invite other people into our fun? Can you still have your fun, have the things that you care about and the hobbies you've started? And if you're baking in the kitchen every weekend, if you're working on your garden, if you're putting a puzzle together, if you're playing an instrument, if you're doing a sport outside, more often than not, kids don't want to be told to go do it. They want to be invited into it. And so do adults. We all do. That's what we want. We want to be invited.
Final question. What do you do for fun?
Oh, Todd, thank you for asking. I love when people ask me what sounds fun to me. You know, I'm getting ready to see my family, and I haven't seen all them in a couple of months. And so it sounds really fun to me to see my nephew. And gosh, on a daily basis, kind of in my everyday life, what I love to do is I'm a big fan of puzzles. They really help me get through the winter when you're stuck inside so much. And so I'm excited about starting a new puzzle that I just got to set the Golden Girls.
The book is called That Sounds Fun, Joys of Being an Amateur, The Power of Falling in Love and Why You Need a Hobby by best-selling author Annie F. Downs, who's been our guest. Annie, I'm going to say it. This has been fun.
Oh, for me too. Thank you so much for having me.